This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. There's the holiday movie season in theaters, lush, big Oscar contenders, and then there's the holiday movie season on your small screen. It certainly boasts a wider variety, though quantity does not always mean quality.
This holiday season.
You look beautiful here.
When you're truly in love, it can make you the happiest you've ever been.
Love is the best Christmas gift of all.
That's the Hallmark Channel original movie, A Bride for Christmas. Of course, there are some great movies to see this season, too, and not just one of the 150 versions of A Christmas Carol. Now, here at NPR, we take editorial balance very seriously. So we have invited two experts to take on both the high and the low of the holiday season. Linda Holmes is a blogger for Monkey See, NPR's pop culture blog. And Trey Graham is the movies editor for NPR.org. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, so Linda, I want to start with you. I understand you've become a kind of expert on the old Hallmark Christmas film.
I am. I have no idea how this happened, but it's just this entire genre of Christmas kitsch, and I cannot live without it.
And they always have great music, like what we just heard.
Right? Well, they do. And those great voiceovers, like, love is the best gift of all.
It is, Linda.
Well, it is. You know, and many of these films, you know, rely on that idea that Santa will bring you love, which is great if you're single and you figure online dating didn't work, meeting someone at work didn't work. It's pretty much Santa or die alone.
Okay, do you have a specific list of these films that we can look forward to?
Well, you'll be able to find them around the dial by looking for holiday puns a lot of the time.
Really?
There's one called All About Christmas Eve. There are...
About...
Right. I don't even know what it's about. It's about someone named Eve, probably. Just like the one that was just on called It's Christmas, Carol was about someone named Carol. Yeah. Mm. And for the ones that are a little more bluntly titled, there's always Matchmaker Santa.
Love it. Okay. So, Trey, let's bring you into this. We have asked you here to raise the bar a little bit, to give us a sense of some hidden gems. When we're talking about really well-crafted holiday films, is there a kind of formula? Is there something specific that always makes these good?
It depends on your appetite for sentiment. If you want a big, warm, open-hearted film, you're going to gravitate to a certain kind of thing.
Which I do.
If you want a more complicated, perhaps a sadder, bittersweet kind of film, you might want to look for things like Love Actually is a great example of this kind of film. Really complicated structurally, A-list cast, great acting, terrific writing, good music, lively spirit, but and there's a lot of people coming together and finding love, but there's also some really sad storylines.
Are there redeeming qualities, Linda, to the kind of kitsch holiday classic?
They are a very low-key, sort of holiday-friendly, sit-around-with-family kind of entertainment. The predictability is kind of a plus-minus, up-down thing. You know you're going to get a happy ending. You know you're going to get a story that's not too taxing. I love a good high-end movie, but I also love something that you just don't have to think about very much some of the time, and particularly around this time of year, which can be stressful.
It can, a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, bonus points to both of you. Is there a great Hanukkah film in the high and low category?
You know, I racked my brain. But in the genre I'm talking about, I could not find one or think of one.
Mm-mm. I can't believe it. There's not some Maccabees running around.
There is a movie called Maccabees. It's an animated film. I don't know how widely it's been distributed. There is the very special Hanukkah episode of The Nanny from, I believe, season 6. Go chase that down. And I was specifically forbidden by your producer from mentioning Eight Crazy Nights. But it is a thing that exists. It is far and away not a family movie.
Yeah.
So if there parents, don't show that one to your kids.
If there were one in my genre, it would probably be called, like, It's Your Menorah, Laura, or something.
Oh, that is good. But if that doesn't exist, it should.
I was going to say, call me ABC Family.
Okay, before I let you go, what is the holiday film you look forward to watching each and every year?
For all that I like my cheesy, corny, silly ones, I watch It's a Wonderful Life just about every year.
Going with the classic choice. Okay, Trey.
I'm going to be a little perverse and say that the movie and this is really true, the movie I watch every year is The Lion in Winter, which is Henry II, wow. Eleanor of Aquitaine, at the Christmas court at, I believe, Chinon, and they get together and have the most epic squabbles. And
this is my favorite,
Catherine Hepburn, Peter O'Toole. Yeah. It is, I believe, the film debut of both Anthony Hopkins and Timothy Dalton, and it contains lines like this one.
Well, What should we hang? The holly or each other?
But does it have Santa?
There is no Santa, I'm afraid.
Okay, we will have to leave it there. NPR's Linda Holmes and Trey Graham. You can hear both of them on the NPR podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour at npr.org. Happy holidays to both of you.
And to you.
Thank you so much for having us.